Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready.
Ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay,
caramba. Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
Hey, you, the kid who missed last week's show. You better have a good excuse. And now, because you were bad last week, it's time for Screaming with Binky. Famed sand sculptor Sandy Watanabe's building the largest sandcastle in history. If he adds one more grain of sand, he wins $1,000. Okay, cue the clown.
Sandy! Surf's up!
And now, here's something else to watch.
Hey! Don't you want to hang ten? Surfing is the only life!
A movie without a snack is like a day without sunshine. Or worse, like linguine without clam sauce. Especially when the afternoon movie matinee is Sherlock Holmes and the Hound of the Baskervilles. Elementary, my dear Watson. Uh-oh. Either the TV's broken or I'm watching the All Static channel. This calls for a direct application of high-level technical knowledge. TV repairmen charge $50 an hour for doing this.
Odie! Here, boy. Odie?
One side, Arbuckle. This is an emergency call. You don't understand. We're under a Code 13 red alert. Severe lack of TV.
I know the TV isn't working. I'll call the repair service right after I locate Odie. I haven't seen him all day.
He probably went out to bury a bone and dug his way to China by mistake. Meanwhile, I'm missing Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes, huh? Take this book of Sherlock Holmes stories and read about it. It's better than watching TV because your imagination supplies the pictures. Odie, where are you?
Mental movie? How will I visit the sandbox during commercials? Sherlock Holmes and his faithful companion Watson were a brilliant detective team. I think I'll take a nap and have a dream sequence instead.
Well, Watson, what do you make of this?
It was a pretty expensive umbrella before a small yellow and brown dog with an annoying bark who slurps got to it.
I see. You believe the owner has recently had a close encounter with a diminutive canine.
You bet your magnifying glass.
Mr. Sherlock Holmes?
M. Holmes, and this is my assistant, Watson.
I'm John Arbuckle, and I've lost my small yellow and brown dog with an annoying bark who slurps, and my umbrella.
Excellent deduction, Watson.
Peace or cake?
We found your umbrella.
That'll be 10 shillings, please.
As for your dog, I suspect foul play. But rest assured, Watson and I are on the case of the Hound of the Arbuckle.
Nice touch.
And then my dog disappeared without a trace. Oh, no. He's come back to haunt me.
We should start looking for clues. Like
this piece of tire.
Watson, we have our work ahead of us. No clue shall escape my trained eye.
He couldn't find a hippopotamus in a hot tub.
Watson, it must be a ghost. We've been all over this manor and not seen one trace of the dog.
It's an old maxim of mine that when you have excluded the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth.
Meaning?
Meaning that we have searched everywhere in the house, so he must not be in the house. He must be on the house.
Confound it, Watson. You've done it again. The Hound of the Arbuckles has been trapped on the roof the entire time.
Here you go, Governor.
The piece of tile I found outside was the key, Holmes. It obviously was dislodged from the roof.
Yet another case we've solved brilliantly. Eh, Watson?
As usual, I solve the case. He gets the credit.
It's the Hound of the Arbuckle. No, it isn't. It's Odie. He's somewhere close by. It was careless of John to have left this extension ladder on the lawn. Now I remember. I saw it leaning up against the house a while ago. It must have fallen.
Garfield, I'm worried. I still can't find Odie.
Elementary, my dear Arbuckle.
Odie!
The Hound of the Arbuckles has been tangled in the antenna the entire time. That's why the TV wouldn't work.
I'll bet you climbed up the ladder and then it fell and you couldn't get down.
Yeah.
I'm going to fix the TV antenna. Stay here and make sure the ladder doesn't fall. I'm sure glad I found you, boy.
I find Odie. John takes the credit. The world is full of superegos.
You're lucky you have me around to rescue you. I can handle anything.
Handle this. Come on, Odie. We can still catch the end of the movie. That Sherlock Holmes was some guy, eh, Odie?
Garfield! Garfield!
And thus ends the case of the Hounding of the Arbuckle. Turn the volume up and pass the cheese puffs.
Garfield, bring the ladder back! Garfield, you're gonna be in big trouble! Garfield! I have lasagna up here! Oh, Garfield! Garfield!
Orson, can roosters fly?
Not very far.
I don't think so.
If I wanted to be a sailor, then a sailor is what I can be. By using imagination, I can be anything, you see? I could be a cowboy or a big business tycoon. You know, if I even wanted to, I could be the man in the moon. Where will I be? On a ship on the sea? It's a nice way to take a vacation. I could be anywhere I want to be if I use imagination. I could be traveling in the Far East if I should take a notion. But now my imagination and I are on a ship on the ocean. Yo-ho, har-har, I'm on a ship on the ocean, I are. Batten the hatches and raise the mainsail. I'm gonna go out and get me a whale.
Call me Ishmael. Some years ago, never mind how long precisely, having little or no money in my purse and nothing particular to interest me on shore, I thought I would sail about a little and see the watery part of the world.
Hey, what you reading, Orson?
Moby Dick. It's a classic book about a giant whale.
A giant whale? Oh, please don't. I'm afraid of giant whales.
Wade?
Also small whales, sharks, piranha, halibut, minnows, canned tuna, anchovies, or capers even.
Wade, I'm only reading a book.
Yeah, but when you read a book, Orson, it's not like other people reading a book.
Well, I'll admit my imagination causes me to sometimes get carried away with myself.
Not yourself, meself. Your imagination causes me to get carried away with yourself.
That's silly. Watch. I'll start reading in the middle of the book.
Oh, protect my body, please.
It was on the fifth day that finally was sighted the object of the captain's obsession.
I don't want to be here.
You'll not get away from me, whale!
See what you've done? You got me in your fantasy and we're out at sea and a big gefilte fish is going to eat all of us.
Wade, calm down. It's just my imagination at work.
Oh, no. No. I'm not staying here whilst you imagine me into some dangerous danger. I'm getting out of here. Orson, what are you imagining me into now?
Wade, it's just a story.
Orson, how come you look like a big pair of tonsils? Oh, no, I'm inside a whale. Help, duck and big fish, help. Mayday! I don't want to be seafood for seafood! Call the Marines! Call Pinocchio! Yo, Jonah!
Wade, don't panic!
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. You haven't been swallowed by a day. What? I knew it all along.
Wade, books cannot hurt you. Like, take this one. Prehistoric animals of the world.
No, not prehistoric animals. Police! Oh, no, and help!
I wish I had a book on courage. The fiercest of all dinosaurs was the Tyrannosaurus. This carnivorous beast walked on its hind legs as it roamed the land in search of prey.
Tubas aren't to play. They're to annoy people.
Help! Orson's reading books again!
Uh-oh.
Help! Further help, please!
Explain, ducko.
Well, Orson's reading, and his overactive imagination is whipping up all kinds of scary stuff.
Oh, what kind of scary stuff? What? I don't understand you.
Tie?
A tie? I don't own a tie. I don't own a shirt. What do I want with a tie? What's so important here anyway?
Yes, that's about what I said.
On your mark, get set, go!
We're trapped like rats!
Speak for yourself.
I'll have to read this another time. Journey to the North Pole.
Is the Tyrannosaurus gone?
I must be terrified. I'm getting cold chills.
This is it. We're going to be dinosaur chow.
July?
I wonder if they have anything in here about penguins. I love penguins.
Hey, I don't know what Orson's reading, but it beats this heat wave.
Hello, little penguin.
Oh, what's wrong with me? They don't have penguins at the North Pole. They have polar bears.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle.
Let's see. The Great Lakes.
Uh-oh. A double. Uh-oh.
No, no, no. I've got to put my books away. Let's see. A Pictorial History of Trains. Jack the Giant Killer. Stagecoach to the Rest. The Martian Invaders.
Cease! Desist!
Orson, would you stop with the books for a second? Please! Your imagination's running away with all of us.
But what'll I do to occupy my mind?
Uno momento. Here, this one will be safe.
This is interesting.
Is it safe?
Safe as can be. I gave Orson a coloring book, and that'll keep him busy. Here, I'll colorize you, and then you colorize me.
Ooh! that tickles.
Survival is my life, Garfield. Watch me set up camp. First, we roll out our sleeping bag and we unpack our food. Then we build the campfire. And finally, we set up the tent. Let's see now. What have I forgotten?
To notify our next of kin.
Imagine our old friend Cactus Jake running a Wild West show.
I'd be more impressed by him running a hot dog stand. Where are the burgers? Those burgers are a little rare.
We're safe.
Where livestock treads, only fools dare to follow.
Well, I'll be crazier than a prairie dog on a tin roof in July, if it ain't my pal Johnny.
Oh, howdy, Cactus Jake.
This here is my eldest son, Cactus Joe. Howdy do, Mr. Garbuncle. And this is my middle son, Cactus Jimmy.
Howdy, Mr. Carbuncle.
Put her there, partner.
And this here is my youngest, Cactus Josh.
A pleasure, Mr. Arnuckle.
Oh, the pleasure's mine.
Is it my imagination or is there a definite family resemblance here?
You still a single feller, Arbinkle?
Yep, no city women. They just don't understand us cowboys.
What you need is a solid, dependable country gal, Johnny. And have I got the gal for you?
There are those of us who could use a solid, dependable country dinner, you know.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the best little trick rider this side of the Pecos, Cactus Jackie and her horse Goldie.
Isn't she the prettiest thing you've ever seen? Looks just like her mother.
That was the same look I had the first time I ever saw linguine with clam sauce.
What a woman.
What a hot dog.
Pleased to meet you, John.
When do we eat?
Go on, ask her for a date.
Yes. How would you like to have dinner sometime?
That sounds like a swell idea. Let's all go to dinner.
But I didn't mean everybody.
We're mighty particular about who dates our sister.
Can't let my daughter go out on a first date without a chaperone. Let's all head over to our favorite eating joint.
I like Western food, especially from the western part of Italy. Such a limited menu. Chili with spaghetti, chili with linguine, chili with fettuccine. Ah, chili with lasagna.
I could never date a man who wasn't a real cowboy.
Well, that's me. I'm a real ringer, wrangler.
You sure how you can ride the mechanical bull, John?
Yeah, shouldn't be any trouble for a real cowboy.
Sure. I could do that.
Leave me the car keys so I can drive home.
If you can ride this mechanical bull, you win two free dinners.
Sure. Just watch.
Hey, where's my waiter?
Well, about time. I'll have a steak medium well and some baked potatoes with sour cream and,
I'm gonna ride this critter. Yeah, I won't eat until I do.
Must be winter. The arbuckles are flying south. Let's see how the pasta is. Looks a little sticky. Yeah, it's a little sticky.
Well, I blew it. I told Cactus Jackie I was a cowboy. Some cowboy. Boy, I can really be a jerk at times.
Hey, if you're waiting for me to disagree, you're in for a long wait.
You're right, Garfield. Cactus Jackie will never like me.
Looks like it's up to me to help John. Hey, when you're the star of the show, you have to do these things. I'll need some of that pasta.
What are we doing here? This is Cactus Jackie's horse.
You want to impress the little lady? This is the pasta from that restaurant. See, it's labeled not to be taken internally.
I kind of liked your friend John, but he wasn't much of a cowboy.
Here they come.
Garfield, I can't ride this horse.
All right, folks, it's showtime.
Sakes alive, who went and turned on all them lights?
City Slicker's fixing to ride him.
This could get real ugly.
He won't fall off. That pasta's better than super duper ultra glue.
Now that's riding. What a man.
Or a reasonable facsimile.
John, you're the best rip-roaring cowpoke I ever seen. Oh, you're my kind of guy.
I am?
I can use this stuff to fix broken dishes. Maybe pave the driveway.
Well, my daughters took a liking to you, Harburger. But you don't have to buy dinner tomorrow night for the whole family.
Dinner tomorrow night for the whole family?
Well, if you insist.
Oh, well, at least there's just the five of you.
Yep, of course there's the rest of the cacti family. There's also my nephew, Cactus Jeff.
They only their neighbor.
My grandmother, Cactus June.
Hi there, Johnny boy.
Cousin, Cactus Jeremiah.
Pleased to meet you.
John's gonna have to buy food for 40 people.
And my brother-in-law, Cactus Jethro.
Looking forward to dinner.
This could still be the cheapest dinner he's ever paid for.